Hello and welcome back to the Checkpoint Reach podcast. I'm your host Luke Elders. I'm joined by my fellow gamers and friends, Sun and Perks. How are you doing, guys?
What are you, Sun?
I haven't called the coronavirus yet, so...
Oh, you were telling me in the car you called something.
It's just a cold. Or is it?
It better be.
I hope so.
You haven't been to Liverpool, have you?
No.
Or Wirral?
I've been to
China. Or mainland China. Wuhan.
He was in Wuhan last week. Flew out after the podcast. Yeah.
Tried to get it.
When chasing the dream. Yeah.
And then the dream was transported back home.
But then you realised the state was quarantined, you couldn't get in.
So yeah.
It was like Raccoon City.
All those missions on all those games have prepared me for a time like this. But
yeah.
You should think about Resident Evil 2. Remind you of what's to come.
I know.
but I'm good as well.
I'm good. That is the biggest shock of the century that you're good. But
it is.
You certainly weren't good last night, though. I'm very good.
Well, you are, yeah.
And last night, I was very good. Last night, you weren't.
I went to
bed. We've been playing Footy Man, that continues. I might as well start with the positives. I'm second, 4 points off top with 22 games played. Haaland's top goal scorer in the league, 18 goals. I'm doing really well. I signed a...
ultimate regret. Just like, what's the point in
Wonder
this?
Wonder Kid is a wing. I converted him to a winger, and he's quality. Oh, I could go on and on, but my Everton team, Goodison's bouncing, is rocking.
Vicarage Road,
shouting my name. This
not
guy,
quite bouncing.
Zed Cars plays for me, and everyone's loving it. Zed Cars plays for you, and they're booing. They've got signed Scott out.
He's been there like 4.5 years, left head off of his reign now.
Yeah.
It's getting a bit stale.
Players are used to the same voice, it needs a change.
Yeah.
But it's just not going well, is it? I think it's 8 games without a win.
Yeah.
But I mean, you've seen my record. I think it's like 1-5 out of 22. Drawn 11. Something ridiculous. I've drawn something.
Yeah.
I've only lost like 6.
Yeah, no.
I've drawn 11 games. I just keep drawing.
It's like
just can't hold on to
this season.
Yeah.
We just draw every week.
And every time, eight or nine of them, 11, I've been winning.
Yeah.
No, throwing it all away.
However, you managed to come to Goodison and get a good point.
I did get one.
Because Haaland missed about a million chances.
He dropped like 38 shots or something.
Yeah,
true,
0-0.
Haaland.
The amount of times Football Manager does that when you play against each other.
I know.
And there should be such a clear winner in the game.
Remember Mike? With QPR?
QPR.
Bobby Zamora. Kept scoring against all of us. Yeah. You know, he's terrible.
Boone or not, or whatever his name. The guy who like broke both of his legs in a car crash.
That's not funny, but poor guy.
No, it's not funny when he whips a free kick in the top corner from 40 yards, but...
Yeah. I mean, next week I might be unemployed.
It's going that way.
Not in real life, but on the game.
You can hold down a job in real life.
Not, yeah. On the game, maybe. I might have to do the trick of coming back, mightn't I?
I think you might.
Bring him back, resign, and then come back a day later.
It needs to, you know, like Perks said, same old voice, so bring in a regen.
We'll see what happens. I mean, my contract runs out at the end of the season, so probably not going to get renewed unless there's a miracle.
No. Well, that's on the line. How about you, Perky?
Destiny.
I don't really feel like I played that much. Yeah, like
we played a bit club.
We played club. We got back to Division One, and then we dropped out of Division One.
Now we're back in Division One,
and then we're back. Like, so the dream is still alive of getting that Division One title this year.
PUBG.
Yeah, I was gonna say like we
not enjoyed it.
No, Jesus Christ.
He refused to play it again.
That game is just like outside of our designated like friend group like games night that we tried to set up. I'm not touching that game. I said to you actually, like we played the other night, I think we played like 2 games, and I said like if there was one game that I could just make disappear, it would be PUBG.
More than Fortnite.
Yeah, because
really?
Fortnite's
good,
a good
to
game.
Be fair.
Yeah.
Like I don't need to enjoy it to admit it's a good game, but PUBG is just
shit.
Like people can enjoy PUBG, fair enough, but I don't know how.
It hurts my eyes, that game.
It hurts my brain. Nothing about it is good. Like the graphics are not good. The gunplay is not good. The like traversing of the world is not good. Nothing is good in PUBG.
Maybe we're in the minority though.
Yeah, I think
because
we might be like a lot. I don't know. Are we in the minority?
Well,
I don't know.
As we know, friend of the show Adam Wright loves it. He loves PUBG.
Adam Wright does,
and he's really good at it though.
Crazy Dench.
It probably helps that he's good at it.
Yeah,
like we're crap, so
yeah, true. Like, but how annoying is it running across?
How good at it though?
How annoying is it running across and just going, and then like, oh, I'm getting shot, and you look around, it's like fucking pixelated.
Like, where from? Like, how am I supposed to see? It's really not a game that's conducive to having fun.
No.
It's
well, not for us anyway.
No.
Some people probably enjoy it, but we don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's some people are good at the game, but I don't know how. I don't know how you get good at a game that's like inherently bad. Like the code and the programming is just bad in PUBG.
It's a shame because PUBG is the original.
Yeah, I know.
But that's the thing, though. Like when it was the only thing in that space,
you had no choice.
People probably loved it for the right reasons. But man, now
the competitors have surpassed it.
Yeah, far and away.
Better gunplay, better graphics.
Yeah,
everything.
There must be something to it, though, because it's still really popular. Still does really well on PC, especially on console. I don't think it's doing as well, but on PC, it's still big.
Yeah,
still really bigger. Maybe on PC.
It was born on PC.
I've got to say that it's optimized better for PC, isn't it? Yeah. That's another thing. We know it's better on PC.
It is, but that's what we've played this week, so we're going to jump into the first topic of the day. So yeah, jumping into the first topic, and that's PS5, Xbox Series X power substantially greater than existing consoles, EA says. Maybe the PS5 and Xbox Series X are even more powerful than we first thought. Yeah, we've talked quite a bit, actually, about power of late.
Yeah.
Now, we this article tends to say that it will blow people's minds.
Mm.
Now, I mean, not sure about that.
I don't know. It's a weird one, because part of me agrees with you and thinks it's diminishing returns, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, you know, it doesn't feel like the leap from, I think the biggest leap I can remember, I don't know what it used to is, from PS2 to like 360, PS3. That leap was massive.
Mate, remember playing Gears for the first time?
Gears of War. Exactly. Compared to, I don't know, I'm trying to think of someone on PS2 that was really, like, even GTA like 3 or Vice City, they don't look good, do they?
No.
There's probably way worse examples. I'm just trying to think of, like, if you compare that to Gears of War, it's night and day.
Oh, man, I remember playing Gears. And you know, sometimes just literally standing and looking at the scenery and thinking, God, how good is this? Does this game look?
Yeah, that's what people used to do back in the day. Yeah. Like stare at the water or like shoot bullets into the wall and be like, but my God, the wall chips. It's great.
Even like Halo 3 when games like that look way better than what was on PS2. But I think from PS3 to PS4, there's a difference, obviously.
Mm.
The difference hasn't been as great. No, is it really?
It doesn't feel that way. But maybe if we look back. Then,
that's the thing.
Early days.
I think the graphics now, if you compare them to PS3, be like, oh yeah, that's a big difference.
Well, I did see a video actually on YouTube, and I can't for the life of me remember who it was, but they did speak about how this jump will be the
smallest
yet, because it's going to be really hard to tell. There will be some people who will be like, oh yeah, you can tell.
I mean, I assume they tend to disagree, obviously,
unless
they're just saying it for hype purposes to get everyone to be like, go on, buy and then buy the new FIFA or buy the new Battlefield on the new console.
This was during their fiscal 2020 Q3, so an investment meeting. They're going to probably hype things up for their investors.
Yeah. People buying the shares.
I also feel like they're probably taught more from like a development standpoint. Mm-hmm. Like the tech that they have access to is probably blowing their minds. It's probably a lot more spacious for them to work with, and they have a lot more opportunities to push the boundaries internally, but that might not transition to the screen like what we actually see.
Mm.
But I guess time will tell.
Well, we haven't
from
really
the game, from the gamer's point of view rather than the devs.
We haven't seen any next gen stuff though, have we? So we can't really say yet. We've not seen a proper next gen game. We saw that Hellblade trailer. Was it even? I assume that's how it looked.
Yeah, but that doesn't even, like, I don't count that as next gen because it's good.
No, but
like,
what I'm saying is,
to be honest, I won't class something as next gen until it's like an exclusive, like a PS5 exclusive, and then I'll say like, wow, like that's the difference, or I'll say like, it doesn't.
Well, that was that Godfall game.
Yeah, Godfall.
That didn't look very good at all, but I've heard that apparently that wasn't even running on a PS5 or something, or it was like an early, what do they call it, an early build.
Yeah, more often than not, though, the things you see early are on PCs anyway. Yeah. More often than not, the things you see at shows are on PCs, because that's
until we see like the PS5 reveal event or E3 with Xbox. Until we see an next gen game actually running on a PS5 or Xbox,
can judge, really, isn't it?
I think a lot of it is going to be, rather than graphics, I think a lot of it, what they're talking about, is going to be other areas, like more enemies on screen, greater things happening on screen.
Bigger maps.
Solid frame rates.
Yeah, that's a problem. Like
that's kind of worrying, though, isn't it? The maps are already quite big, and a lot of games make them scarce. So.
Yeah, although it would be nice for a game like Skyrim, like, you think bigger maps, but say if it was just the same side map as Skyrim, but there was just more in it.
Mm.
More alive. That's what we want from, like, games like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's what they're talking about, you'd hope, wouldn't you? Like, do you remember Dead Rising 3 when they built
Don't mention Dead Rising.
Sorry, no. Whoever, you know, I know.
Been giving you example right now.
Well, Dead Rising 3 is the best time I can think of a game where I remember before it
Dead Rising 3 is the best game you've ever played?
Definitely not. Just definitely not. It was a decent game. It was like a 6-7 out of 10, but it certainly wasn't.
I'm just saying what the comments are going to say.
Well, yeah, probably.
But, continue with you.
By the way, can I just say quickly, just that Final Fantasy X,
yeah,
Final Fantasy is my favourite game of all time. So people saying that, you know, the show's not represented by Final Fantasy.
No, it was only us two who said we couldn't get into it. And we also said we understand that people love it.
Yeah.
Pretty much what I said about PUBG, but in a way more different way than that.
Just to address
Final Fantasy more credit.
Just to address the fact that we apparently hate Final Fantasy, that we don't hate it.
Like, well, some people thought we were comparing Final Fantasy and Dead Rising 3. Oh, Dead Rising, sorry. And that never happened.
But anyway, going back on topic. So, do you remember before it came out, they were going, all these zombies you see on screen and like all the explosions. And it was like, it kind of was, wasn't it? If you remember, you wouldn't have got that on the previous gen.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't as impressive as they said.
I know, but
it was still
mean.
Like, you go back to Dungeons & Dragons, there was a lot of zombies on screen for the time.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that's a similar what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to be different advances. Graphics, they will be a bit better, won't they? We know they will.
Yeah,
they'll be more refined. But I'm just hoping it's more in the technology side.
Mm-hmm.
Frame rate especially as well is a big thing that people want now, isn't it?
Well, on that example, like say for example you drove like a truck or like threw an explosive into like a horde of 1,000 zombies, however many were stood in front of you. Straight away, what happened? Frame rate dropped.
Mm. Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
Unless it was a miracle. So, yeah, if you can hit what I'm going to say is going to be a solid 60 FPS with no drops on pretty much most next-gen games, if we're going to talk about them like that, I want to see that. Like, I don't want to see 60 FPS drop into, like, 4 FPS. Yeah. I want it to be consistent.
Well, you'd assume the technology now, like Sud's alluding to, would be advanced shouldn't happen anymore.
Like, that's the big change for me, rather than like the graphical advancements, like solid frame rates, faster loading times with the SSDs now instead. All that kind of thing will be noticeable, rather than, I'm not saying some games won't look better, but I don't really remember the last time I stopped playing a game and sat there and was like, wow, look at the graphics. I can appreciate good graphics, some games are better than others, but
you notice more games now that when their graphics aren't
PUBG.
PUBG.
Yeah.
That happens more often than the other way around, though.
Yeah.
Can you guys actually remember? I'm trying to like remember now in my head what was the last game where I was like, wow, these graphics were like. I'm trying to think. Like,
you know what? Even though they weren't great, I just loved the city. So I'm going to say New York on the Spider-Man.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, no, I understand that.
It was mind blowing, but it was just when you were going through a city, it was like, yeah, this feels vibrant. It feels alive.
You got on the good. Pro as well, didn't you? So probably looked even better. I'm trying to think, like Red Dead 2 looked pretty good. It's the style of graphics on Red Dead 2 that makes
it. You know
it,
what,
like,
though? GTAs and obviously Red Dead, they all just merge into one for me. I never think, oh, this is terrible. I just always think, like, yeah, it's good. But the game is so good.
It's the fact they cram so much into that game and it still looks great. I think
I was actually thinking, when you were talking about maps and having more in, I was thinking GTA and Red Dead actually nail that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, no, that is true.
They have a lot going on in the maps. They have good size and it always feels like you could do something.
Yeah.
Whereas there's so many games you play now where he's like, oh my god, I can't do anything in this area.
Well, we've got a really prominent example in Gears 5.
Oh god, that was boring. In the open world segment was boring.
There was nothing in them. And it was like, here, look, we've expanded the map. It's open world.
What's that thing called?
For what?
The skiff.
It's like you can drive it to how many places, and fair enough, there's a few side missions that we ignored, but generally speaking, would travel like 2,000 meters and there'd be nothing. You might see like a
couple of enemies or something,
like an explosion or something. It's like, well, what's the point in this open world?
Me and you were like, let's just get on with the story,
please, let's get
because the side missions as well, they didn't exactly give more to the lore, did they?
Well, I think you could occasionally find there was like a letter, wasn't there, or something, or there was like a weapon, because there was a lot of hidden weapons in the side mission, stuff like that, but apart from that...
Yeah, but it's like, is going a little bit, I guess, off topic, but it's like Mass Effect Andromeda, I know that game's hated, there were some side missions on that game that added to the main story for me, because it was like the person on the ship had been murdered, hadn't she, you know, the one who took it on its initiative or whatever, she'd been murdered, and you can do a side mission where you're following the murderer. And it's like, who is it? And it's setting up for the next game. And that made it more interesting to me to do the side missions. Whereas I felt with Gears, new weapons. I wasn't that bothered. Neither were you, were you?
It was
like,
really. It was just a case of them forcing an open world into a game that should be linear.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, like, I agree. It didn't benefit. I'm sure some people... Like,
we enjoyed the story.
It's a subjective thing. Some people probably love driving around looking at all the space, but... I don't get it. Like,
looking at all the space.
That's all that was there. Like, in between the additional things, it was just space. Get in the skiff, go forward, space.
Yeah.
We'll say that about Gears 5. Yeah, I agree. But that's actually a good example of a game where I was like, oh, this looks really good. I remember thinking, wow, this does look great.
Did it blow you away, though? Like, did you look at it and think, like, I haven't seen this before? Like,
no, but I was thinking, oh, this looks better than a lot of games.
Do you know, for me, though, it just looked like Gears.
Yeah, no, that's
do you know
true.
What I mean? Yeah. I like when I played it, I didn't think like, oh, this is amazing. I just thought it's good graphics. Gears tends to be pretty decent anyway. So obviously, we're talking about the original Gears. I think Last of Us 2
is probably going to be one of them where you go, oh, that looks like an advance.
Yeah,
in technology, you already see from. I'm not even just talking about the graphics. I mean, the graphics will be great anyway. The Last of Us looked great on PS3. So, but even in the trailers when they're showing gameplay of the fighting, and it just looks. There's something like, about it that looks right and it looks fresh.
That's true.
And like, apparently there's so many unique ways that the enemies attack you and you attack.
The only thing is, though, that I always think, like, I worry about is, you know, you always hear devs say, oh, you know, so many unique ways that such and such can do. And how many times you hear that and you play a game and it's like exactly the same as you ever played?
They have a rotation of like three different ways. Yeah.
The biggest one, though, we've got to be the guy from Fable back in like early 2000s.
What was his name?
But you remember the, when
I can't remember his name.
When he kept coming
out.
Peter Molyneux.
Yeah.
And he kept coming out, didn't he? Saying like, in Fable, you'll be able to do this, you can do that. And it's like, can do none of it. And I enjoyed Fable.
Yeah, Fable's good.
Can do any of it.
He was making out like it was going to be the greatest game ever made, and it just wasn't.
That guy's a dreamer, though. Like, I know he did a lot of good things early on, but yeah, he had way too optimistic hopes for
Fable. No, I don't think he's even like involved with games, and I can tell anymore. But...
That's what I mean. What I mean basically is, though, whenever I hear devs or whatever companies talking about, like, oh, you know, it's unique to do this and do that, I always ignore it because I'm just like, I'll play it, and if there is parts, I'll give it praise, but most of the time, they tend to be similar. Things. It's like Red Dead 2. I know they introduced the, what was it? Was it like searching for like things on their own? Like opening the cabinet.
Oh, yeah.
You should probably look at him for that one.
Oh, you haven't played it, have you?
No, I know what you mean now. When you open, yeah.
And it was like, at first, it was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then by the end of the game, I was like, it's annoying. It's a bit tedious.
I think they probably forced it a bit too many times in that game. Probably would have been right a few times, but...
Was I right, by the way, by saying, like, you open, like, a cabinet and then you pick up one thing in there? Oh, I'll pick up...
You know what it is, though, don't you? They tried to make the game so deliberate.
Yeah.
They wanted it to be such a deliberate game. Like, everything has a purpose and matters.
I must admit as well, that is a massive nitpick because I love that game. So...
That would be frustrating, though. I don't know, like... I can't imagine it's a major part of the game.
No.
So if it was...
It's just sometimes having to take,
by bit, that would be really obnoxious.
How would you describe it? The game becomes less gamey sometimes.
Yeah.
And you kind of want it to be more gamey. Like, I'll just, you know, on some games where you pick things up, it just like goes, and it doesn't even show I'm picking it up, it just automatically
disappears into you.
Sometimes it's like, you think, oh, it takes me out of the realism, but at the same time, it's like, oh, it was quick.
But then it's like heavy rain with realism when you wake up, have a shower, brush your teeth. It's like, I don't need to be doing
far.
That.
That is way too far.
Do you remember when people were, I seem to remember before Red Dead 2 came out, people were worried that it was going to be like that. Like, it was going to be so realistic that it was going to be, like, ridiculous. Like, you have to brush your teeth and, like, wash your face. And
you have to shave. And
you do have to shave,
cut your hair. But that's
fun. I kind of like that. Quite cool.
But, yeah. I know what you mean. When it becomes too realistic, then sometimes it takes away from the game.
So, I guess we'll bring Nintendo into it, because we haven't talked about them. So, see what, you know, their thoughts. So, according to this article, anyway, Nintendo isn't worried about PS5 or the Xbox Series X. And this is what the Nintendo president, hopefully I get his name right, Shuntaro Nintendo president Shuntaro Furukawa.
Bing! I mean, I have no idea if that's correct.
I apologise. Probably not watching.
He's not watching. Yeah,
So, this is what he had to say anyway. So, we will explain the specific figures for next fiscal year in our next fiscal year announcement, but I think there will be certainly be a change in the environment as new products of our competitors appear, obviously referencing. he said that he then explained the reason for this thinking is that there isn't much audience crossover between those two next-gen consoles and the Nintendo Switch, saying, we do not believe that the business trends of other companies will have a significant impact on our business. And he did also go on to add that the Nintendo Switch is about halfway through its life cycle. As the Switch was released in March 2017, what Furukawa says here could indicate that Nintendo don't plan on releasing a new console until 2023.
Sounds that way.
So,
if it's halfway through.
Yeah. Which,
quick math.
Because I remember some people were kind of speculating this year they were going to release like a hardware revision, like a Switch Pro.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a new console, though.
No, it wouldn't. No. So they could still do
it. Yeah, they could cheat around those.
Although, them rumours seem to be going away a little bit more.
Waning a bit.
So, but yeah, I mean, it kind of makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, it only came out in March 2017, so they were 4 years behind.
Yeah.
They don't need it. I don't think they need one yet.
I don't think so.
Do you?
No.
The Switch is doing well. People like it. It is different as well. Yeah. It gives you an alternative to the PlayStation and whatever Microsoft.
I guess what people were saying is when the PS5 and Xbox. Whatever Series X, what the hell it's called, that it's just annoying me actually. That it's not just called Xbox.
Further
something.
Proof that it's a terrible name.
It is a bad name. Series X.
Wow.
Bad name. But anyway, when they come out, you know, people are kind of speculating, weren't they? Oh, does this mean the Switch is going to drop in sales and all that? I don't know about that. Because all Nintendo have to do, I'm not saying they will do this, is, I don't know, a few weeks before they release Breath of the Wild 2, and people go absolutely mad, don't they?
True.
The new Mario game, and people go.
Also,
you know,
don't they have that deal with Xbox that they're going to be introducing Game Pass?
I don't know if that's confirmed.
Right, was that a rumor?
It's a rumor. It's a heavy rumor that maybe in the next year or two, because a few years, that'll happen.
To me, I know.
You know,
I don't know if people agree, but to me, a Switch is basically just a handheld.
Yeah,
pick up and go.
I mean,
I know you can. Yeah. But that's what
is, most people
that's
use
the
it differentiate. Handheld. It's a handheld.
That's how
console.
They differentiate from the other two.
Yeah.
And if they had like Game Pass on, I could imagine that people would still go to Switch. Imagine picking up your Switch and like, oh, I've got Game Pass as well when I'm traveling
awesome,
somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been interested in a handheld since I had a PSP.
No.
Back in school, so like 10 years ago, whatever.
What have we had since we've had 3DS?
Yeah.
DS, normal DS, 3DS, which.
Vita.
3DS did great. Vita, which flopped.
But you loved it.
I like the Vita. I think it's really good. It's good technology, but it didn't do well. I mean, it flopped. Yeah. But, you know, Switch at the minute is the only viable handheld.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's doing so well. There is no competitor, really, is there?
Nope. I mean, there's Fate 1 from China.
Mobile game.
that's the competitor.
Yeah, I guess
the Fate
so,
ones from China?
No.
They are laughable.
Fake Switches?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen
them. They're so bad. No. And what was his name? Who was that rapper? Soldier Boy.
Right.
He was trying to sell Soldier Boy consoles for like £200 plus or whatever,
I
and it was just
buying them,
fake rip off of Switches from China.
But yeah, I think you say mobile games, and yeah, I guess that is a competitor.
That is a competitor.
Don't forget Nintendo's label of quality.
Higher, like consistently.
It means that
it is higher. But have you seen the mobile market, gaming market? It is huge.
Of course, crazy. But it's filled with trash, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's filled with cheap trash that some just. Get picked
my
up
girlfriend's
on
not a gamer, and she plays a mobile game every single night.
I'm not trying to deny that mobile gaming's not huge. It is, but
I just hope she isn't paying.
It's not.
She probably is.
I don't know if you. I know it's kind of an elitist thing to say, but I don't feel like it's proper. It doesn't feel like proper gaming to me. Yeah, okay. It's like it is gaming technically, but
it's a different.
It's not what we know.
Style,
is it love? It's not
it?
What we like. We don't like that sort of crap, do we? Really?
That sort of crap.
Well, I mean, it is really.
I mean, I enjoyed Temple Run back in uni lecture days when I couldn't be bothered listening. I'd just be there with the guy.
Was that more because the game was amazing, or more because you just wanted to not
pass the time?
Lecture?
Pass the time. Oh, and the football one. What's the football one called? Remember, you had to work your way up.
I can't remember it now.
Can't
remember that.
Never mind.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, I think it is a competitor, but not in a standard sense. Like, it's not a competitor like Sony and Microsoft are competitors.
No.
You don't like buy a phone or buy a Switch.
It
doesn't exist like that. But
I'd love to know.
Yeah, do you know what I mean though? You don't buy a phone as a gaming console. It's
I'd love
different.
To know the attach rate of how many people have Switches and a PS4 or Xbox One, or how many people just have Switch.
Mm.
I bet there's more people that have a Switch and a PS4 and Xbox One than people that just have Switch.
Yeah, absolutely.
It would be at least 50%. At least, I would assume. I might be wrong, but
it's nice to really see an article like this, to be honest, because we spoke a few weeks back when we had more information regarding the next-gen consoles, and we said, like, we don't see it as, like, a trident of, like, Sony, Microsoft, Nintendo. It's, like, it's Sony and Microsoft.
And they
and then Nintendo's over here. Like
they do their own thing.
Yeah. If you own an Xbox or a PlayStation, well, fair enough, like own a Switch. You just go that way. You don't tend to own like Xbox, PlayStation, Switch, like all at the same time, unless you're you, but it's not a it's a minority thing, right?
Like, of course.
You don't sacrifice Xbox or PlayStation, and like you said, more often than not, they exist together like that. So I don't know.
Yeah,
they don't really appeal to me, but
no,
I understand that.
Yeah, the of course.
I was just gonna say to the audience, let us know if do you own a Switch and the console, or do you just own a Switch?
It'd well, as well, I mean, clearly a lot of people own Switches because I mean, they also announced that Switch has now surpassed 50 million sales, which is pretty ridiculous, isn't it? In 3 years,
yeah,
3.5 years. I mean, it's.
Mate, they always hit out of the park, though. Look at
well, Wii U though didn't they? Well, they failed spectacularly. That you know that did a lot of damage to them. Wii U. Well, did it end up selling like 15 million units? It was terrible.
Yeah, but
it was
the
a
Wii
failure.
The Wii.
Oh, the Wii. I mean, sold 100 million, but
yeah,
that sold off a gimmick, didn't it?
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Wii that Fit. Sold well yeah. in its first few years Wii because Fit, Wii Sports, Wii Fit. Yeah, there was probably the occasional you know Mario games, but the Switch is actually selling based off the fact that its first party is.
Mm-hmm.
I'd pretty much say unrivaled, to be honest. See, people might argue Sony. You could probably argue it, but I don't think any company has the same level of quality with their first party. I think I said this on a previous podcast. They don't make games that are less than like 8s or 8.5s. Whereas no, Sony, you know, they have got the odd flop, haven't they? So, you know.
I always feel like with Nintendo that they've positioned themselves so smartly in the market. Because like you said, people might correct me here, but it never felt or feels like, oh man, I have to choose between Xbox, PS5 or Switch. Yeah. It always feels like you'll pick one of the other two, and if you really want to, you'll just get the Switch.
Switch if they want it, yeah.
Like there's no debate in it. If you want it, you'll get it.
Yeah.
Like I want both Xbox and the next gen PlayStation, but I'm going to pick one or the other. But at least I just feel like, like people with the Switch are just like, oh man, yeah, Switch, I'll get that. Mm-hmm. It's cool. Good games, like Nintendo, like you said, consistent. They've just positioned themselves really well, and the sales always seem to back them up.
Another thing as well is no company has the same level of nostalgia as Nintendo.
Like, and you know what's weird? I never owned a Nintendo 64 or anything like that.
No, I had a Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
I never did.
See, I guess like if we existed like back in the day like that, and N64 was more of a competitor because it was a console.
And even the GameCube was a competitor.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you remember rightly.
I did have the GameCube actually.
Resident Evil 4?
4 was a GameCube game.
Wasn't it first on GameCube? I think it was exclusive to GameCube for like a few months or a year or something. Or I might be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure it came to PS2
on GameCube
later.
Because I bought it on GameCube. Yeah.
Did you play the WWE Day of Reckoning on GameCube?
No, the only GameCube games I own were the Resident Evil games.
Yeah.
I made the whole collection,
Because they had remake, didn't they? And was it like them Chronicle games or something?
Mm. Yeah, just anything. It was like my Resident Evil. Like,
you'd have loved the Day of Reckoning.
Yeah.
Because if you go on like Raw, you face Ric Flair, lose, and then he recruits you to Evolution, and that's a storyline.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really good.
Do you know what?
Did you like the GameCube? Because I think I did when I was younger, you know.
I didn't like
the controller, though.
No, the controller was finicky, but I think, I'm not sure I'm the best person to comment on this, even though I had one, I played it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
My view is probably swayed by the fact that I'm a big Resi fan. So whilst I had a GameCube, I only play Resident Evil, so I can't really speak for the quality of the other games or the console as a whole.
Tell you what, it had one of the best openings.
Yeah, I like
that. That was so cool. That was good. I'd say only surpassed by the PS1 intro, of course, that is the best.
I mean, iconic, like, isn't it?
It's the best. It is.
However, I must admit, we did a Let's Play that will be coming to the channel. We played a bit of Jedi Academy last night.
Jedi Academy.
Whatever.
Jedi Academy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was, we played some multiplayer, it was fun. It reminded me, actually, I did like the original Xbox load up.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
You know, that little, like,
just
green
simple,
bubble.
Wasn't it? It was simple.
I like that. It's like a heartbeat.
I don't know. It's just that maybe it's nostalgic for me because me and you had OG Xbox, didn't we?
Another good segue there. Talking nostalgia.
Go on.
Another reason why the Switch is probably doing so well. The latest Pokemon games, Pokemon Sword and Shield, sold 16 million copies
in the space
of a month and a half, and it's people wonder why the Switch does so well. It's just nostalgia, isn't it?
Yes.
Like, don't get me wrong, Pokemon. Everyone knows how to play Pokemon. It's simple to play. You know, it's just a game that You, I think you said it the other day. There's kids that are always going to it, like, oh, never played Pokemon before. New kids go to it. But you've also got, like, was it you that said it? One of you said it about, like,
I don't remember. It might have been.
There's always a new generation of Pokemon fans, basically.
Yeah.
And, but because you've got, like, the adults, yeah, like, their parents played and go, oh, I'm buying it. And all the kids playing it. So,
I mean, and look at the craze when Pokemon Go came out.
Oh, I know.
All the adults that you've seen walking around with their phones.
I think that actually revitalized Pokemon in a way. I'm not saying it was doing crap.
No.
But Pokemon Go made it. Mm-hmm. Bigger again. And I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, that 60 million sales.
It's crazy.
That's a first party game as well.
By the way, how good are their mascots?
Oh, yeah.
Pokemon, Mario, Zelda.
Awesome.
That's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous
PlayStation and Xbox don't have that. That's the problem. They don't have that.
No, Xbox used to have it with Gears and Halo.
Crash Bandicoot, PS back in the day. Yeah, thinking Crash of like, you know, Spyro, but what? Not on that level. And I just think as
these three, though, have like consistently kept going, haven't they?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Keep knocking on these things haven't changed.
Mm-hmm.
But I know they've like had supplements, like for example, like Donkey Kong or whatever, back in the day as well. But there's other.
I always think with themselves as well. That's a first party game, so Nintendo are getting all that money. They don't have to give any to any publisher. And it makes me think: can you imagine what Xbox would kill for a game that sold them 16 million copies?
I mean, yeah, but you just said it. Like it used to have
in
it.
A month.
You used to have like the Gears and the Halo. Mm-hmm. Like you would see.
They'd sell really well.
You would see Master Chief and think, like, shit's going down. Like, this is going to be a big hitter. You would see Marcus Fenix and think, like, synonymous with the Xbox. But they fall away. And the PlayStation ones have as well. They change over time, whereas Nintendo's just like, no, this is the staple.
What's wrong?
It never drops.
You see these three on Nintendo and people still get excited. You see, like, the old ones now and people get tired of it.
Yeah.
It's just like, ugh.
For some reason, they just have that staying power.
Yeah.
But even you think PS4's done really well this generation with exclusives. Mm-hmm. None have sold that many. Like, Spider-Man sold 14 million?
Yeah.
Over a 2 year, has it been out 2 years now, Spider-Man? A year and a half?
Good question, no idea.
18 months, whatever it was.
I'll put it up on the video.
It sold like 13, 14 million over an 18 month period. This has sold 60 million in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Like,
it's amazing.
Even PlayStation would kill for it. They'd all kill for a game like this, wouldn't they?
I must admit though, I actually haven't played a Pokemon game since Game Boy Color.
Wow, yeah.
And I love Pokemon. Don't know why I never kept with it, but...
Well, I'll tell you what, if you went back to it now, you wouldn't feel...
I'd probably still love it.
Well, what I mean is you wouldn't feel like, oh, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
They're the same, like, they're essentially the same game, but they look better. Mm-hmm. They've got new features, but I think that's why it does well, though. It's familiar.
It is familiar.
Yeah. It's not like a generational thing, is it, where it exists for, like, one group and then it's like, ah, forget it. It's, again, like, with the mascots thing, it just stays. Mm-hmm. People love it. Like, you said, it gets passed down and it never seems to go away.
Sud made a great point. We get, like, you just mentioned, passing it down.
Yeah.
Because the adults love it and pass it down to kids. And because it's resonating with the kids, that means that there's going to be another generation and then they're going to pass it down. So
the only game I can even, like, equate that any of them have got is probably Microsoft with Minecraft.
Oh,
which is
ridiculous.
I mean, that is sold. Yeah. I mean, it still sells like 10 million copies a year.
I have never played that game, you know.
I think I looked before. I've never
played that.
I don't know. Even
I saw,
as
like,
a joke.
I saw a graphic before. You know them, like, I was talking to you about, you know them ones that's like over time?
Yeah, so, yeah.
Apparently Minecraft sold like 187 million copies. It's like the highest selling game by a mile. GTA 5's like second, I think, or something.
I thought you said last week the Monster Hunter was the biggest selling game.
For Capcom.
Oh.
Just for Capcom. Because I was saying about Resident, you'd think it'd be a Resident Evil game, wouldn't you?
I was listening to the podcast back and I thought when you said it, you were like, it's the biggest selling game. I went, oh my God, of all time.
Yeah, it'd be a big
that would be a massive shock.
Yeah.
No, that was for Capcom.
Right.
Because I was saying it was a bit of a surprise that Resident Evil wasn't. But yeah, I mean, 187 million copies. No wonder they bought it for 2.5 billion.
Oh, is it? Yeah,
surely they must have made their money back on that. Or at least be close to making the money back.
I'd have thought so.
You know. Wow. Fair play to Pokemon, fair play to Nintendo. They're killing it at the minute.
I think that's further proof, actually, those stats and figures. That's further proof they don't exist in the competitor of Microsoft and Sony. Well, because if you had like that and it was like 1, 2, 3, choose one, they wouldn't sell 60 million in 6 weeks.
No.
It'd be impossible. But they have their own space, comfortable in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they can hit
figures. Well,
we were
saying
like
about
that.
Are they worried about power? Well, they're already the least powerful by quite a distance and they're selling.
Yeah.
So why would a new one make much difference?
What's the fear?
I feel like Nintendo made a decision that they've made, you know, a powerful handheld, to be fair.
No, it is powerful, what it is.
But then they've gone, right, let's just focus on making the best games we can.
Make the best games possible and carry on.
There you go. And people are picking it up.
I'm sure they don't say this, but play on nostalgia.
Yeah.
Because it works. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, even look at, like, remember when Crash Trilogy was announced?
Yeah.
People losing their minds.
Well, we all
look how well that sold. That sold really well. I think that
Spyro.
Spyro did really well. Sold really well. Even Crash Team Racing sold really well. Nostalgia.
See,
play on nostalgia.
Play on nostalgia, but as long as you make a good game,
yeah,
then that nostalgia will carry on. Yeah. Mm. But like we mentioned with the Xbox stuff, they kept making games and then some of them just weren't hitting and resonating with fans, and I think that's why they dropped off those mascots.
Massively.
Another good example, Resident Evil 2. Look how well that sold and did.
Yeah.
Nostalgia
that's,
again.
That's it, probably what's rejuvenated the fan
yeah,
exactly. base.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah. Re- yeah.
Everyone's yeah, like, yeah, oh, yeah.
Everyone loves Resident Evil.
You know, give me a, another and remake, give me a new out, one.
And now everyone's like, oh my God, come on. And yeah. then people will be wanting eight more. It's a knock-on effect of that. Yeah.
And, well, I mean, going off topic a little bit, but I think I was speaking to, I can't remember who I was speaking to you about it, maybe one of you, I might not even speak to any of you about it. But
speaking to yourself?
I probably was, maybe I was, I don't know. Maybe I can't remember. Someone like
needs that. A friend.
I just picturing Gollum on Lord of the Rings. Yeah. He's talking to himself.
Maybe I'll have, God knows. Well, but no, I did see that there's rumours already about Resident Evil 8 coming out.
Mm.
That like Ethan's the protagonist again. It's first person.
Let's be honest, mate. Chris if Redfield's you were talking about it, you're probably talking to him.
I'm kind of looking at you, but
yeah, yeah, you're like,
maybe. But what I mean is that clearly they're purposely putting these things out there to hype up and mm-hmm. get more interest.
You said Ethan. I thought Ethan West.
Ethan West.
Shout out, Ethan West.
No, I can't remember what his second name was. The guy in Resident Evil. Ethan something, wasn't it?
But I'm struggling with that. Yeah, I can't remember off the top of my head.
Can you imagine, like, in the Resident Evil 5 and 6 days, people were like, go away, Resident Evil. We don't want anymore.
Yeah, because
Resident Evil 5, because it was so bad, Resident Evil 5 and 6.
Yeah,
but,
like, come on, man. The Ouroboros thing with Chris and Sheva. Oh, my God. That was a struggle, that game.
Is that the one in Africa?
Six,
yeah.
I think I might have played that with Bobby. Yeah. Was it two-player?
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Yeah, you could do the co-op.
I played it with you. I think we did the DLC in co-op.
Yeah.
But I thought 5 was okay. It was a decent action game, but 6 was awful, wasn't it? 6 was really bad.
5 went... I know 4 kind of took it a different way with it being more action. Yeah, of course they did. But that wasn't... I'm not saying it wasn't horrific, because it was. Like, aside from the villagers, like the monsters, the regenerating.
Is that the one trying to get the president's daughter?
Yeah. Right. Ashley. So, with that, it kind of transitioned to the, like, next stage of Resident Evil, away from zombies and stuff. They still had the monsters. And then 5 in Africa was, like, again, they were infected with the Ouroboros virus, but they weren't zombies. They didn't feel Resi-like.
No.
6... with the individual disaster. Campaigns was just a nightmare to
really
follow.
Bad
it was, oh God. And yeah, it just kind of, that was reaching the decline of the point where it's like, right, we had 4 and then 5 was like slower and then 6 was even worse somehow. And then 7 changed everything because it did away with the style and threw you into first person completely, started the rejuvenation.
Yep.
2 being remade instead of
so remastered. Well
remade. So well. And it's like that upward trend now is there for them. So I think they were very close to...
I was going
to
say, imagine if they would have failed with one of the remake.
I guess the only problem is expectations are going to be high now. Like, they can't make a bad one now. Like, I can't see Resident Evil 3 being bad, to be honest with you.
It won't be
It'll
bad.
Be at least... Yeah. At least
if you put it this way, 2. If you like Resident Evil 2, you're going to like 3.
Yeah.
They're going to make the same.
Number 8 thing. Is the one, isn't it, where people are going to be more looking like... It's more unknown. Like, 7 was really good, but 8... We don't want to see it go backwards again.
Do
we want it to be another upwards.
I always think, though, it's surely to God it's hard to fail when you're remastering a classic that people love. Because you've got the storyline, you're just improving gameplay mainly, and you're improving graphics.
Course, yeah.
So,
if you've got good source material, it's already there.
Yeah, you should be doing that well. It's Resident Evil 8 I'd be more worried about because it's going to be completely fresh.
Mm. I'm more intrigued about 8 because we don't know if 7 was like lightning in a bomb.
Well, that's what I mean.
The first
time
they've kind of done that.
Yeah, and it works.
And 8 might come out and it's like, can we have more of 2 and 3 rather than this?
Well, as we said, you weren't exactly keen on 7 anyway, were you, really? In terms of...
No. For me, like, I think Outlast took it out of me for that kind of game. I'd already played Outlast 1 and played Outlast 2 and then like 7 was there shortly after for me. I can't remember which order they released, but I played Outlast first anyway. So I'd already had my fill of those kind of games. And Outlast 2 went on for a long time. If you weren't following guides, I mean, you could get lost forever in that game. So 7 to me, I was not, maybe not burnt out, but I should have left it a bit more time before. You know, I played the tech demo and I just felt like, I could see that it was going to be good. But for me at the time, I was a bit fed up with those kind of games.
You think 8, you'd be more probably willing.
Definitely, because I haven't played a game. I know we're going to get a new Outlast, aren't we? So
And the rejuvenation. I'll stay away from that. You don't think he'd be burnt out? I do worry a little bit about burnout. I don't. Two was great. I'm really looking forward to three. I'm really enjoying it. The fact that they're short probably helps, but I don't know. If there's probably Resident Evil 8, maybe next year, is that too much, do you think?
No, because it's going to be different.
Different perspective.
Yeah, different perspective. It will feel like a completely different game.
Would you want there to then be a break, though? Maybe a 3-4 year break, and then, I don't know, do a Resident Evil 4 remake, whatever you want to do. I can't see them not doing a Resident Evil 4. I just think if this Resident Evil 3, they're going to be like, right, 4.
It seems inevitable.
Because that's the most popular Resident Evil.
Yeah.
It's the one you look up, people want remade the most.
Put it this way, mate. If it's received well and makes money,
they're going to do it again.
They're probably going
to
do it.
I wouldn't be shocked to see 4 next year. Because we had 2 last year. We're going to have 3 this year. It wouldn't surprise me to see 4.
Well, 3, don't forget, that was made in conjunction with 2. They were both being, yeah, it's been real, they were both being made at the same time.
You can tell because you just have to watch the footage.
So they gambled. I mean, that's a gamble. They must have thought, well, we're going to hope that Resident Evil 2 does well. Because if it doesn't, we're making this game and, you know. So they must have known 2 was going to do well. They must have had an inkling it would do well. So you maybe you're right. Maybe they're already doing, I'm not saying they're deep into development of the 4 remake, but maybe they're doing like early pre-production or
what. I don't think it would take them long. Obviously, it's a completely different setting. It's not Raccoon City, so like they have game, to
probably
build
take a bit
again.
Longer.
But they can take pretty much, if they strip back the environment, they can take everything else from 2 and 3.
I wonder whether it's going to be the other way around, 8 in 2021, and then maybe 2022 will be the 4 remake.
I just don't think the 4 remake is going to be like years away. Two years max.
Do you think this is a thing now, though? Do you think Resident Evil's like, every year maybe we'll get one? Or every couple of years?
No, because there's a limit to it, unless they cycle back and do like 0 or 1.
1, they could do again.
But then they're on that...
I find it weird that they skip 1.
Well, one had been remade like 3 times already.
I
don't know about you though. I'd love to see 1 remade like 2 though.
Maybe.
I would. I know people might go, oh, that's overkill, have remade it before. Yeah, but not. It still feels. You go back to Resident Evil 1 now, it feels bad. It's still clunky. They did a remaster, didn't they, on like Xbox and PS4?
It's not that bad.
No, but it's not like 2.
No, but
that's what I mean.
It's further along the line. Like if you're thinking about like chronologically of where they got to in terms of remasters, then like 2, 3, if they do 4, I've said Code Veronica before. Like I don't actually think they will, but they could.
They could do it.
But if they're talking main lines, when they're done with 4, they're not going to do 5 and 6 again. Like there's no point in that. If
they can't.
0 again,
maybe
was
I could see them possibly doing it.
I don't see.
But wasn't the whole game pretty? Not the whole game. A lot of the game's set on that train, so it's like not all the game. A lot of it, a large proportion set on that train. I mean,
I just don't think they'll do that. Like, there's no clamoring for a 0 or 1 remake. Like, people wanted 2 for like a decade. Same almost with 3, like 8 or 9 years.
I can see Code Veronica. I could see that. I think that's one where it plays most like 1 and 2, doesn't it? Kind of.
Yeah.
It's that similar type scope. It's not. It's quite linear.
I just wonder about that. Like, there's no real need for it.
No.
Like, 2 and 3 and well, 4 is the most popular one of all time. Like, I get that. Code Veronica was decent back in the day, but it doesn't... It's not a big hitter. Like, if they announce that, that's kind of like, you wouldn't expect it to be much more than, like, £20. And it would be a full-price release. I think Resident Evil has, like, a plateau that they get to, and then they just release another game and they call it Resident Evil. And then they just start again.
Yeah.
That's my thought on it anyway.
Favourite scene on the show?
Time will tell. Watch this space for like 4 or 5 years. And
we will. Yeah. We will watch this space. Oh, we definitely will.
Yeah, we will.
Well, you two definitely will. I'll hear about the space. anyway, we'll move on to our last topic of the day, and that's Phil Spencer teases Xbox Studio, the initiative doing new things and old things.
Nice
team.
They're doing things. I'm shocked.
I'm shocked that they're doing things, to be honest.
Well, yeah. I mean,
where are the games, Phil?
Well, they're coming, clearly.
Well,
I'm hoping they are, anyway.
Yeah, well, Phil Spencer recently met with the team at the initiative and revealed that the first ever quadruple A studio was challenging themselves to do new things and old things in new ways. Wow, this is absolutely... Shite.
Bottom of the barrel from Phil Spencer.
Shit tease.
It's gone.
Well, I guess though.
How's that a tease? We're doing things.
The way that it's structured,
it looks
with the dot dot dot, it's like when they say and old things, that's like, please don't do that.
That makes me think they're rebooting something, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean rebooting it properly. I don't mean they're going to like remaster something. I did see some things on this. I had a little look around, and a lot of people are saying the rumor is Perfect Dark being rebooted. So, but it kind of makes sense, doesn't it? It's a sort of game you could see a scope for.
Mm-hmm.
You could see how they could.
Yeah.
Female protagonist as well. You know,
rebooted.
No, I'm just saying this day.
Rebooted, it could be a male.
In this day, yeah, I know it could be, but
doubt it.
Won't be.
It's going to be Joanna Dark, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it should be.
Yeah. So, what I'm saying is that's, I think, I can see them doing it, that's what I mean. Mm-hmm. I can see them remaking it, like, properly, like a proper, you know, proper first-person shooter, basically. Yeah.
What do you think about new things?
But that's what new I mean. That's why I think they're saying new things, and it's kind of like and old things. It makes me think basically what you're saying is new things, but an old franchise. Does that make sense?
Well, that's how I took it. That's the way I'm taking it. Like, my fear when I read it was like, I mean, I didn't think Perfect Dark. I was like, please don't like do
you think
Gears again, or like
something
that's, you know, so it's fresh in our memory. Pick it from the back, like something like that.
Well, Perfect Dark's the only one I can think of that's even viable. That's actually, they've actually got in the backlog that would be like, oh, that's interesting. Like, what are they? They've got like, what, like Conquer or something? Come on, they're not going to remake that, are they?
Would, do you think it would be a, you know, would like have to be a first party thing? What about something like Ninja Gaiden?
But how?
Randomly,
but
like, I don't know who owns that IP, like, at the moment.
No, because they'd have to, I don't know, I think it'll be, it'll either be a new game or it'll be something from the back catalog, I think. I know what you're saying, that that has happened before where they collaborate.
Mm.
I just don't think they will. Like, it's set up as its own studio, isn't it? It's an internal studio now.
What do we think of the wording of quadruple A?
I mean, we've said, I think we talked about this before. It's a bit daft, isn't it, really? Why do they need... they're trying to make up, basically, that it's going to be... What I would say about it is I think that puts a lot of pressure on them, because that says to me they're going to be even better than every other studio.
Yep.
They're not going to be. But realistically... they're not gonna, unless, look, I could, I might sit here and be wrong, and I'll have to apologise. They're not gonna be on the same level as Naughty Dog. They're not gonna be on the same level as, I just don't, can't see it, can you, as Rockstar. They might make a good game. I can't see them on that level.
It depends what they make.
And they, it does say, I think, later on, they've hired a lot of people from other studios.
I was just gonna say, like, later in the article, I can't remember without checking
from Insomniac, but from Naughty Dog themselves, I think they've hired some
people.
They
have, like, staff of relevance within the industry, so.
Do you have faith of the Xbox? I just don't think they can. No, I don't have faith they can deliver a game on The Last of Us's level.
Just quickly say that, yeah, later in the article, it says that the studio had hired God of War lead producer Brian Westergaard, Vestergaard, and Red Dead Redemption's writer Christian Cantemessa.
If you're going to hire people, that name probably, sorry. If you're going to hire people, they're probably two good games to hire from.
It's a good start, but. This might be like films, though. They hire them. I know. Doesn't mean they're going to see out the project.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Yeah, they've left the project. They've left the
studio. I don't think that'll happen. Oh, well, yeah, that can happen with people. I think the game will come out, whatever it is.
No, but the game will. But it depends what
people
the final
do leave,
product,
things like that,
who's actually created that.
Look, I might be. I actually hope I'm wrong. I want them to make a game.
I hope
I'm
wrong.
I just don't think I will be
wrong. Because, like you said, we don't bet games, don't we?
But
unfortunately, though, the proof is in the pudding with that. Like, it's been so long. Like, the lack of faith or the lack of trust in something coming out that rivals, like, any number of PlayStation exclusives. Like, when they posted that article a while back hiring for someone to make a Horizon Zero Dawn-like game in the inverted commas, you just thought, like...
Oh, because that was to do with them, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think. Exactly.
So, strange wording.
Yeah, exactly, that wording as well. So, for them to make a game like Horizon or Spider-Man or God of War or any number of it can go on for days. That's a big ask, fresh out of the gate for them to be like, this is what we've been working on, and it's like a 9.5 or like, I don't think many people have that faith in them.
It's tough,
it's not easy.
And I think the final thing I will say on it is, this is a personal thing, but I just don't think I care as much anymore, because I've kind of made up my mind that getting a PlayStation next gen, so I don't like, look, I'll still have my Xbox Series X, not a Series X, I'll still have my Xbox One. I won't have a Series X, I don't think, but I'll have an Xbox One X, so hopefully I'll probably be able to play this game. But I'm going to be focused on the PlayStation, so I don't even care as much now.
And let's be honest, they're never going to make a game as good as Dead Rising.
Wow. Oh wow, that's what they're bringing back. That's the game. That's the old things.
I don't know if they own it anymore. No, they don't own it, do they?
Don't they?
They don't own it. They had the exclusive rights to it, didn't they? Like 3 and stuff like that. But don't remember, Dead Rising 4 came out on PlayStation 4 as well. Later on.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So,
the best game ever.
Unfortunate. Wow.
I hope people pick up on the sarcasm.
I'd love to see Dead Rising reboot, personally. But I know you were a bit more. I remember we saw
this is what this is what got us loads of shit last time out. Like,
I'm talking about a reboot.
I do not want the Dead Rising remake remaster.
I don't.
That's all you.
I don't either. Like, I don't want it. He does.
I do.
And I'm the biggest zombie fan ever. Like,
and he also thinks Final Fantasy is better than Dead Rising.
Oh, as a franchise, I mean, it's way above Dead Rising, isn't it?
I'm just clarifying. Yeah. Unless someone comes at you saying, "Oh my god, you want a remaster?"
I've said it in the podcast. I'll say it again. Final Fantasy X is my favourite game ever. So
the Mass Effect series or game
for me. Yeah. You know how much I love Mass Effect, but
that's why
Final Fantasy X is like best game experience I've had. So.
Well, there you go.
Good way to end it.
A good way. I was just looking then, thinking it's a very definitive point. You've made your case, so people can get off your back from last.
And one final point: that Final Fantasy remake is coming out in April, and I'm looking forward to playing that. And you know, I'm probably going to gush over that as well. So there'll be more Final Fantasy.
I can't wait for the gush
over it. Yeah, exactly.
So, well, back next year or whatever it is for some gushing. Anyway.
What a way to end it.
Yeah, great way to end it. It's a perfect way to end it.
Yeah, as we've all mentioned, that ends the pod this week. So thanks for listening as ever. If you are listening to us on YouTube, please like, subscribe and comment below, as that really helped the channel to grow. Also, if you're listening on any audio devices, again, please like, leave a nice review and pass on the pod to a friend or family member. And the podcast is also on social media, so you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram and Twitter. Twitter, and Facebook at CheckReachPod. And you can also follow the guys on social media. Where can find
just on Twitter for me, at David Tenspud.
At JG Perks.
And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at LEL3Ds at a 9 in the end for Instagram. Anyway, that's the end of the pod. So we'll be back next week, as ever, to discuss some more gaming news. Have a good week, and we'll talk again soon. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye.